You gotta love the people who become so intrigued with something they can't learn enough about it. Gordon Hetty is one of those people. In college, he tutored Japanese students studying here in the States. Well, as payment for some extra lessons, he received a bottle of sake. And that first sip had him hooked. He fell deeply in love and has remained that way. Contributor Noel Carter met up with the man many refer to as the sake evangelist.
Gordon, I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for your interest in sake.
It's such a fascinating topic. I've heard sake referred to as a rice wine, but it's not really. What is it?
Well, technically, it's its own category. We don't call a Pinot Noir a grape beer, and we don't call Hefeweizen a wheat wine. Beer is beer, wine and wine. Sake is sake. It's a fermented beverage made from rice, water, yeast, and koji. Occasionally, there is the addition of a neutral distilled spirit, ethanol, that's often used to either fortify the sake or, ideally, to bring out more flavor and aroma, especially.
Now, how did you come to be so passionate about sake?
Well, it started in college. I was tutoring Japanese students who were studying abroad in the States, and one of them gave me a bottle of sake in exchange for some extra lessons. And that really kicked off my great passion for sake. So even in college, when I wasn't drinking the good stuff, I was enjoying sake just because it's so delicious to me.
Could you describe a little bit about the flavor? What does sake taste like?
Oh, it's such an elusive taste, and it can have an interesting aroma. If you enjoy it in a wine glass, like a Bordeaux-style glass or a Burgundy glass, the chimney effect of the glass can help bring up the aroma, and you're tasting and smelling a wide variety of fruits, whether it's a citrus fruit, a tree fruit. Sometimes there's banana that's available. There's certainly spices like anise or fennel or sometimes jasmine. There's a wide variety of flavor and aroma in sake. And because there's 24,000 sakes that are brewed in Japan, you can imagine how many different types of experiences people have with it.
So it's kind of like a wine. I mean, there's really no one way to describe wine because there are so many different flavors.
It's even more complicated than wine. Not to interrupt, but if you look at sake chemically, there are two distinguishing factors that make it different than wine, one of which are esters, aromatic esters that result through fermentation. They've identified potentially 200 esters that could be found in wine. Sake has 400 of these aromatic esters. And then amino acids, wow, which is really, I think, the key to why sake is so delicious. There's 20 amino acids in sake, more than anything that can be fermented. Wine has 14. Of these amino acids, glutamic acid is the most important, not only for flavor such as umami, but also for our health. It's said that glutamic acid is the amino acid most found in brain tissue, heart tissue, even mother's milk. And because there's so much glutamic acid in sake, it's delicious. It's like it's difficult to describe what umami is. It's savory or delicious. We find it in cheese, heirloom tomatoes, mushrooms, but we know it when we see it. It's a balanced, delicious taste that feels refreshing, and we want more.
Could you talk a little bit about the sake brewing process?
Yes. It's brewed much like a beer, if that helps people put their head around it, but it's served much like a wine due to the fact that it can ferment to as high as 20% alcohol by volume. I mentioned briefly the four main ingredients to sake: rice, water, yeast, and koji. I work at a Wakatakeya Shuzo in Fukuoka. The brewery's been passed from father to son for 15 generations since 1699, and I'm an apprentice to the master brewer. I still have a lot to learn, but I could at least give you an overview. We take sake rice into the brewery. There's actually a local co-op that polishes the rice, and the reason why we polish brown rice to make it smaller is that there are what are considered impurities on the outside of the rice that prevent us from brewing a really delicious sake. And those impurities, they're good for our health, but they're not good for fermentation. And so we polish rice when it comes into the brewery. We would do it inside of a two-story mill that works a little bit like a rock tumbler. And after anywhere from 15 hours to, in some breweries, as long as 72 hours, the rice has become smaller. The smaller the rice is, the more premium it's seen in the marketplace. And some rice is typically, on average, let's say 30% is removed away. But on the super premium sakes, it's 40 or 50 or even 60% or more. At this point, we have this polished rice. They look like little pearls in your hand. We wash and steep the rice. We steam it. And after we've steamed the rice, we begin the koji making process. Not to get into too much of the details, but koji is really the heart of sake brewing. Koji is a mold, Aspergillus oryzae, that's propagated around and into a steamed rice over a two-day period. And it's the heart of sake brewing. And at this point, we're ready to start the shubo, or the seed mash. And we take this koji, which was once steamed rice, that has the mold growing around it, and we take yeast and water, and we start a seed mash, and we get a ferment going. And then from that ferment, we'll take it into the ginjoba, the maromi room. The maromi is the main mash. And then we'll make three additions, each one larger than the other, and it's called a sandan shikomi. And after the fermentation cycle is done, we press sake. We take sake that's cloudy and turn it clear. There's filtration involved. And now we have this clean sake, and it's ready for pasteurization, packaging, or aging. Typically, sake is aged, like, let's say, 6 months, but it can be consumed very fresh. And that style of sake is called shinshu. It's one of my favorite styles to drink.
Gordon, what should Americans look for when they're buying sake?
In a restaurant, stay away from the warm or the hot sake and ask for premium sake from Japan. There's a style of sake called ginjo, which is a ratio of the rice polish that I was referencing earlier. Ginjo sake is a premium sake that I like to recommend. Finally, if you're in a supermarket, try to be careful about what you're buying. Sake doesn't cellar the way that wine does. Try to find sake that has been bottled or produced within the last year or so. And because sake suffers from light strike, look for sake that comes in a dark bottle, or sometimes you'll see it wrapped in newspaper or gauze. These are things that I like to tell Americans to look for if they're unfamiliar with brands. But in the end, experimentation will yield great results.
Gordon, thank you so much. This was just fascinating.
Oh, thank you very much for your interest. I really appreciate it.
Gordon Hedy is a sake brewer based in Japan and Portland, Oregon. Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen Director and writes the Culinary SOS column. Check out this recipe with sake from Seattle-based chef Tom Douglas. Sake steamed sakai salmon. Try to say that fast 3 or 4 times. You're going to find the recipe at splendidtable.org.